WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim. This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
In this moment in time right now, this very second, I can truly say that I have the whole damn world in my hands.
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Right here.
I knew you, dumb.
And this is going to be simply glorious!
Back right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211, and if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in, joining us tonight. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and you will hear frequent intermittent bursts at the television because I'm watching House Hunters and the chick is looking for a French country house, and 9 times out of 10, they never show a French country house. So if you see me, or if you hear me yell, that's not French country. Now you know what's going on. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
What do you mean that's not French country?
Well, the house they're looking at right now sure as hell isn't French country.
I totally see the French country in it.
You lie, sir, most strongly.
Wild Talk Radio at Rack Radio Show at Lynn's Ward. Interact with us on the Twitter at WildTalkRadio.com. RackRadioShow.com, GoRack.net is where you can interact with us in a chat room, a live chat room, which we'll interact with you there and read your comments on the air. If they pertain to the things we're talking about tonight, it's a big night tonight because we're talking all things B.
Well, not all things B. We don't have the Bellas. Although we could fake it. They really had to.
You can go to RackRadioShow.com and hear the Bellas.
You can.
So there's B. And they're part of one of the topics tonight.
They are.
But that's to come. We're talking Battleground tonight, so get your picks in. We're going to do pick 'em and all that fun stuff. Yes, we'll get to that as well, but we got some big news to get to right off the bat.
Yes, we do. And, well, we are happy to report that SmackDown Commissioner Shane McMahon is okay. After a close call yesterday with a helicopter when he was flying home from SmackDown, he was helicoptering back to his home base in Brooklyn. And, well, wouldn't you know it, the helicopter had a bit of a trouble. It fell out of the sky and landed in the Atlantic Ocean. Thankfully, the pilot was able to land it safely. Both Shane and the pilot were okay. They were fished out of the ocean, and Shane our beloved commissioner, general manager, what have you, is okay. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness for that. Shane McMahon.
Because we were all really kind of worried about this.
We were kind of worried about this. It was kind of a scary situation. So the best part about the whole thing was the reporter who asked the question.
Are you Vince McMahon's son?
Yes, I am. And the look on his face that he had to give was like, yes, I am. Her response was, I had to ask that question. I understand. You saw it and said, like, yeah, I understand. You have to get all your ducks in a row. Yeah, we understand.
We get it.
We totally get it. But yeah, we now know how he flies home from SmackDown Live.
Well, you know, when you want to beat the traffic, that's how you beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Living to convince heart palpitations, even if it's on accident. Yes. Yes, he is.
100% yes, he is.
So I watched SportsCenter this morning. They played the interview and what have you, and they were talking about the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to clips of Shane McMahon diving off of big things, like the Hell in a Cell from WrestleMania 32, or doing the big dive he did last year, earlier this year at WrestleMania. You know, Shane diving off of things, relation to helicopter crashing.
Well, like you do. I mean, you know, that's how it works.
I get this. I understand. I just found it amusing, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I did as well. I mean, it's like, how do you best demonstrate Shane McMahon? You show him diving off of crap. That's always smart. You know, like, dude had no control over this. Although, honestly, I have to say that in Shane's exit interview with the press as he's, you know, going home, he's like, he's standing there completely nonchalantly, right? Completely unfazed by this whole entire thing. And he's almost like, yeah, I've dived off higher.
I got this.
I'm fine.
And what's crazy about the whole thing is, like, they were both calm. It was him and the pilot. They were both calm. Like, everything was good. The guy was very calm. He talked me through everything. We were cool. It was like, oh, okay. Life hanging in balance. Everyone was calm.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, that's probably not the first time the pilot has fallen out of the sky. I mean, you hope it would be, but it's probably not.
That's key. You hope it wouldn't be.
So it's like, you know, they're trained for that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. They are trained for that kind of thing, but still, it's like, your life is hanging in the balance. I'm cool. I got this. You're in no danger. It was one of the oddest stories yesterday.
It really was, because it was random. Mm-hmm. It was just completely 100% random. It was like, you're sitting there and all of a sudden you get this alert, Shane McMahon in helicopter crash.
What?
What?
I was just scrolling through Twitter and someone posted a picture, like, of them watching the TV and Shane McMahon's on the TV and it was like, for a plane crash. Wait, what? Helicopter crash? What? So you do more domestic games. Like, holy crap, that happened. Okay. That happened. So, yeah. Thankfully, everyone's okay. And we'll talk more about it here probably in about 60 minutes in Tweet of the Week.
Yes, yes, we will. But now we have to talk about the other exciting positive news because, well, we're staying positive at the start of the show. And that is that Mattel announced today at San Diego Comic-Con, with the help of some of your favorite female WWE superstars, that they are launching a brand new toy line. That's right. We talked about it a couple weeks ago with Matt Goldberg. And, well, now it's been official. Or it's been made official.
It has been made official. But we go back in the time machine for this.
I would love to know who we have to talk to get, like, a Trish Stratus special edition Barbie for the Hall of Fame from Mattel.
I would like to know as well. Let's start something on Twitter, because, oh my god, that would be so cool. Yeah, everyone knows I collect Barbies, and, of course, action figures. Actually, I don't think Mattel's made, I think all my action figures are Jack, so I think, A, we're due for a Mattel action figure, and then if we can make a version of Barbie, that'd be just fun. Because that's one occupation that hasn't been offered in the Barbie line, right?
Right!
Girls could be a diva, and I think that's an important thing to point out. So yes, let's start some letter writing and some petitions or something. But I mean, I think it's kind of cool to show, you know, women can do this too, because that's one thing, I'll tell you what, that we fought for was, to be able to have the women's division viewed in a different light and to have the women's wrestling as a whole perceived differently. I think we accomplished that back in the day. And I think we showed that, like, hey, you know what, you girls, you guys can go out there and be, and it's not just in wrestling, but you are showing that you're being a woman in a male dominated world, and you're making it by sticking to your guns and being a strong, role model. So I think, yeah, Barbie needs to be a wrestler.
And now Barbie is a wrestler.
5 years in the making. That's how long it took us. But we got it, y'all.
4.5. That was March 2013. 4.5 years. All of the writing has paid off. They're finally making the Barbies. So who are the Barbies?
We have Natty, Becky, Charlotte,
woo!
Sasha, Bailey, and the Bella Twins.
Is there Alicia Fox in there somewhere too? Or no, she's one of the new figures.
She's one of the new figures, yeah, but she's not in the Barbie line. But I want the Becky Lynch. I want the Becky Lynch so bad. And the Sasha. Hell, I just want all of them. But oh my god, they look great. They look fantastic. They actually have, which I didn't think I realized how big they were. They have the smaller version of the dolls. But then they actually have full-sized Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
That are specially made Barbies by Mattel to be the female WWE superstars. And I about lost it when I saw them because I was like, oh my god, they're all augmented and everything, you know? So it's like you can move their arms and their legs and you can have the wrestle and all this other stuff. And the little outfits they give them. What's really cute is they're some of the girls' actual clothes. So when they revealed them to the girls for the first time, the girls, like, Bailey was like, oh my god, that's my skirt!
And it's weird, you never see her in a skirt, but that's
you
her
never,
skirt.
Yeah, you never see her in a skirt, but she's like, oh my god, that's my skirt, and then all the other girls were like, that's Bailey's skirt! It was adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Yeah, that's up on the Instagram right now. Yeah.
And Charlotte was like, I'm a doll, y'all!
They were all like that. Like, yeah, Bailey, Becky, yeah.
I mean, it was too freaking cute for words.
They're pretty awesome. So yes, the wrestling Barbies are now a thing. And if you want more of them, people, go out and buy them when they come available.
Yes. I'm not sure when they're going to be out and available, but for the love of God, go buy them. Go buy the hell out of them, because then they'll make more and we'll get more people. Just that's all I'm going to say on that, because yeah, all the girls need to have their own doll. Like, I want all the girls to have that feeling of getting their own Barbie doll, because that should be a thing.
The next one will probably be Alexa.
And I will buy the hell out of the Alexa doll.
Though she got a brand new toy she's coming out with.
She's getting a new figure. They did Harley Bliss.
They did Harley Bliss, which is cool.
I'm going to have to go get that. And I saw that and I was like, ugh!
And Cesaro and Sheamus figures.
Very excited about the Kilt Tux combo developments. Very excited about that. There's some good stuff coming out of San Diego Comic-Con. They also did a really nice job on a lot of the exclusive figures. Or not the exclusive figure, but the Elite figures that are coming out. Like, they did a really nice job on Jericho's and Owens, a couple of the other ones. Like, they look really, really good. They're doing Dayglo Rollins, which is pretty fantastic. I love this time of year because we get all the toys and we're going to find out, you know, what figures they're doing and what special ones they're doing. Kind of curious to see if they do, like, a special Taker. Just to, you know, make us all cry.
The dolls will be available for pre-order online at Toys R Us, only at ToysRUs.com, beginning this Monday, and exclusively at Toys R Us stores nationwide and ToysRUs.com this September.
Oh, so they don't come out till September?
Right, but you can pre-order them on starting Monday.
Okay, I may have to pre-order it. I may have to pre-order a couple.
But yes, they come out nationwide in September at all Toys R Us's and ToysRUs.com. ToysRUs.com will have pre-order July 24th. Action figures that have deluxe bold ring gear looks like that included the Superstars Icon accessories. Dress-ups that include the WWE Women's Championship title belt, authentic styling, and sleek metallic medallions, in addition to fun accessories like Bailey's inspired headband and Sasha Banks' legit boss rings. You have 12-inch fashion dolls that come with multiple fashions inspired by Nikki and Brie Bella, Sasha Banks, Natalya, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie. So those are the two big things coming out. For the fashion doll line, this fall for WWE, pretty cool.
Very excited. Very, very, very excited. Like, to actually see them. I mean, we saw the pictures of them, but they were crappy pictures. To actually see them in the videos and, you know, everybody being so excited and so enthralled with them made me very, very happy. Like, very, very happy. I had a moment.
She did.
I'm not gonna lie. I was all verklempt.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was something else that made me clump this week, and not in a good way.
What's that?
Rob, we have a blame Rob on this show. Rob killed Talking Smack.
Hold on.
Very upset by this.
Hashtag blame Rob.
Damn it, Rob! How could you? Just kidding. Wasn't Rob's fault.
In memory.
SmackDown.
Okay.
SmackDown theme song. SmackDown.
SmackDown.
This is the theme song.
Here we go.
We're just singing the SmackDown theme song.
I can't handle it.
Just keeps going.
And one more.
This has been Talking Smack. Daniel Bryan. I'll be back again next week.
SmackDown.
To break down everything that goes down on SmackDown Live, and we've got songs and dance every now and then.
What's really twisted about this is Talking Smack got canceled on last week, last Friday, and they didn't tell Daniel Bryan and Renee Young it was canceled. Both of them found out from Twitter.
made People Magazine that, or People.com that did not tell them.
Like, that's messed up that they didn't tell them. I mean, it's like, because Renee was like, oh crap, that's how you get news. Okay, all right. A lot of people are very, very upset about this decision. There's a lot of reports flying as to why it was canceled. I don't think there's really any clear reason.
Viewership.
Other than viewership.
It's viewership. Yes, Vince not like everything about it. Not all the time. He had some moments he did not like. But he was not, he never watched it, really. But he would get reports on it. But there's talk about that it was at a whim. He went, I'm canceling it. It's like, no, he probably looked at ratings pattern. Like, it's down. It's not as high as it used to be. And the post-show ones get higher ratings. And that's what we're going to stick to. Even though the post-show ones are usually just based off of people leaving the stream on and not actually watching Talking Smack. Just going to point that one out.
Talking Smack would have been in a lot better position had you not bumped it for 205 Live. Just saying. You could have done Talking Smack for 20 minutes and then, you know, like, taped 205 Live and then kind of, like, aired 205 Live 20 minutes behind.
But then it wouldn't have been 205 Live. It would have been 205 sort of live.
Same difference.
They could have just pre-taped 205 Live to begin with, but that's a whole other subject for a different day.
It was live when they taped it!
And it could have been taped at 7:30 and not at 10 o'clock with dead crowds. Anyway.
Anyway, that's not the point. Yes, a lot of people are very, very, very upset about this, including the WWE talent. A lot of people were tweeting about it, commenting how upset they were. Miz put out a really nice tribute saying how, you know, grateful he was for the show and what it did for a lot of the talent and the fact that it gave them an unscripted platform to kind of go on and show their stuff, and that Renee Young did her best to bring the best out of everybody.
So, remember the brand split?
Yes.
I felt really bad for people like Alexa when Alexa moved over and the Miz and stuff like that. I felt really bad for them because for 9 months, they had a platform where it was like, we get to talk and speak our mind and grow our characters. And Alexa Bliss really shined. The Miz really shined. It gave him, it allowed his character to grow, and it translated to television, where he would start stuff with Brian and it would make it to TV. It was like, it really grew. And then, you know, Brian had a baby. Things probably trailed off. 205 Live happened. It trailed off a little bit.
Yeah, once Brie had the baby and Brian left.
And let's be fair, it was live for 4 months, and it was, you know, whatever, how long it's been since Cruiserweight, 7 months of that now?
Mm-hmm.
So it was 7 months later, 4 months it was live, it was like, it was better when it was right after SmackDown, and it kind of trailed off at times, because it was like, we would sit here, we're talking, it's like, we really, like, once you learned who was on Talking Smack, it's like, we gotta watch this one, we gotta watch this one. And we would make sure we were watching it.
I finally got my Renee Young Bray Wyatt interview, which was awkward as all hell, on Talking Smack. I've been waiting for years to get the Renee Young Bray Wyatt interview. Years! And I finally got it on Talking Smack. Because, you know, every time Bray comes around, Renee bails. Every time. Mainly because she's smart. But, yeah, I mean, it was obviously a lot better after SmackDown. Because you would tune in and you would watch it, but it's like, 205 became the lead-in for it, and it's like, okay, well, I gotta turn on 205 Live, and then it leads into Talking Smack, and you just leave your stream on. But it's like, you know, putting it on at 11, it's like, oh, crap, you know, for it's like people like me, I gotta go to work in the morning. And as much as I love 205 Live, it's like, or I'm sorry, Talking Smack, it's like, crap, I'll just watch it tomorrow. And then you always forget.
And it becomes a chore.
Yeah, because it's like you never remember to watch it, and then it's like unless something big happens on it, you always forget to watch it. But it was like it was this wonderful thing that happened where it's 20 to 30 minutes of really them getting to do whatever they want. And you saw amazing interactions. Like, again, we go back to Alexa Bliss. That show pretty much made Alexa because her interactions with Brian really helped her out.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Really helped her grow that character. And so when she went on TV, she was like, you know, she was good to go. It helped out Baron Corbin. It helped out Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens.
Here's the thing. And the closing moment, the final moment of Talking Smack Weekly Edition will be Shane McMahon revealing what's in his mug, or John Cena revealing what's in Shane's mug, moonshine. That's the final thing that happened on the Weekly Edition of Talking Smack. Shane revealing he drinks moonshine.
It's what they would have wanted.
It is what they would have wanted.
I mean, let's be real.
But don't fret. It has not gone away completely. Oh no, it will air after every SmackDown Live pay-per-view. So we'll still have some Talking Smack with our favorite host of Talking Smack, Renee Young and Jerry the King Lawler. Okay, they're trying.
How about no? Not only no, but hell no. I mean, mad respect to Jerry and for everything he's done, but no. You seriously, you cannot find someone else to do that show with her. No one. Anyone. Where the hell is Tom Phillips? Somebody get Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips would be better.
He would just have called a 3-hour pay-per-view.
And?
He's not going to run back to do Talking Smack.
He will if they pay him.
He doesn't have time to, because it would take too long to get backstage and do Talking Smack from the announce table.
Actually, don't they do it there in the crowd?
No, it's backstage.
For pay-per-views?
The pay-per-view pre-show's in the crowd, Talking Smack is backstage.
Okay. He got long legs, he can run.
That's not going to be a thing.
Damn it.
Why isn't Daniel Bryan going to do Talking Smack this week? I bet Daniel Bryan is not going to be at the pay-per-view.
No, I mean, Daniel is on a very limited schedule because he has a wife and a baby at home, and everybody completely understands that. But it's like, if Daniel's not going to be there, you know, find a suitable replacement. Shane was doing fine. I guess Shane's not going to be at Battleground? I don't know.
Well, you know, reportedly he is, but who knows?
I mean, as long as he doesn't get in on any more helicopters, he'll be fine.
Yeah, so, anyway, one last time.
This has been Talking Smack. Daniel Bryan, I'll be back again next week to break down everything that goes down on SmackDown Live, and we've got songs and dance every now and then.
We'll always have the memories. Anyway, moving on. Couple quick notes. Mark Henry has announced that he is transitioning from a on-camera role to a backstage role where he will be a producer for WWE. And Gail Kim is transitioning from an in-ring role to an out-of-ring role backstage as a producer for GFW. So congratulations to them.
Both are retiring. Gail Kim is at the end of the year, so she's transitioning to a backstage role. Yeah.
Mark Henry we will never believe after the pink jacket incident.
Salmon.
We will never believe after the salmon incident. All right. I feel like we need... Do we have a bumper for this?
For Paige?
Yes.
I dug it out. We had an old one. I just dug it out. My hand's hovering over it right now.
All
right.
Well, hit your bumper.
Like sand through the hourglass. So are the pages of our lives.
So appropriate. Just so appropriate. We also came up with As the Page Turns.
Yeah, but I think we had that originally too, but the music didn't work so well.
Yeah, the music didn't work. So, we have an update on the Paige Del Rio situation. As we told you last week, police were investigating Alberto Del Rio for domestic charges against Paige. It seems now that's shifting because as Paige put out a statement on Twitter basically saying, hey, look, it was actually me. I should be the one that's charged. I hurt him, not the other way around, or I threw the drink in his face, not the other way around. He wasn't doing anything to me. It seems now that the police are, in fact, looking into Paige, and it's with the police department and the attorney's office, and they're attempting to determine if, in fact, they are going to press charges against Paige for domestic battery on Alberto Del Rio. I think I got all of it. Is that all of it?
Legally for that part, yes. Alberto Del Rio, El Patron, is still being investigated by police as well, the Orlando police. So they're still, that investigation is still not closed. Alberto El Patron has been stripped of a championship from Paige's, parents' organization. No real shock there because, well, the issues going on with the family. He has also stepped down as the president of Combates America, the MMA promotion, to focus on his final years in professional wrestling, because he's very busy at the moment, being suspended and everything, but focusing in on his time as a professional wrestler, which is coming to an end in the next couple of years.
I kind of got to wonder if he, you know, willingly stepped down from that position, or if he was kind of maybe asked to step down from that position in light of everything that's going on. Because this is what, as we said last week, the fourth or fifth time in the year that they've been involved with the police in some capacity. I mean, they have, like, those two have been nothing but one headline after another.
It is a very well-timed stepping down. Just gonna leave it at that. Well-timed.
Well-timed bordering on appropriate?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Because I don't want to go and say something stupid, so I'm not gonna say anything. Oh.
Type it in the Skype chat.
You already know my feelings on it.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, it's very well-timed. It's very apt stepping down. There is no word from GFW on if or when Alberto El Patron is going to be reinstated. For right now, he is still their champion. And as we stated, he will continue to appear on the TV shows because they're not going to edit him out. But there is no plan right now, I think, for him regarding the next set of tapings.
They happen on August 17th, live on Pop TV. They're also going back on the road the first weekend in August. And that will be the key, whether he's there or not.
I think they're honestly waiting for the police to make a move and determine if they're going to go after anybody, and if so, who they go after, before they do anything else. But I mean, right now he is suspended. Everybody's kind of watching WWE to see what happens with Paige. Because as we all know from the Adam Rose situation, if you're arrested on battery charges, you are suspended automatically. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And it is indefinite until either charges are dropped or you're found guilty of it, at which point you are terminated from WWE.
That was this week in week's edition of
Like Sand Through the Hourglass. So are the pages of our lives.
And as if we didn't have enough drama going on, well, seems things are kicking up in Brock Lesnar's world. There are rumors flying that he's going back into the USADA testing pool. He is now officially eligible after serving a suspension for doping.
No. Still serving suspension.
When will he be eligible then?
It's currently... Well, he has to... Alright, finish your statement and I'll fill in details.
Okay. Not officially eligible to be in the USADA pool, but will be soon. And rumors are flying that he has reached out to UFC and he is considering coming out of retirement to go one more time with UFC. There's also a rumor going around that Brock Lesnar will not re-sign his WWE contract after WrestleMania 34, that he's done. But as we all know, Brock is a relatively shrewd businessman, and him threatening not to resign and looking at UFC as an option could be just a way to drive up his price.
Smells like deja vu now, doesn't it?
Yeah, this seems like he did this last year too, didn't he?
A couple of years ago when WrestleMania, right before what? WrestleMania 31?
Mm-hmm.
And he resigned a 3-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
Ends at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and then he came out and said he was retired. So, last year he came out right before WrestleMania and said he was officially retired after the fight back the July prior, about 1 year ago at this point, a little bit over a year ago, he had his last fight, and then was suspended that October, I believe, at that point. So I mentioned retired. So back in, what, February, March, he officially retired?
Something like that, yeah.
At that point, he was suspended for a year. When he officially retired, the suspension paused. So when he removed himself from the drug testing pool is when his suspension was paused. So once he enters the USADA testing pool again, the suspension picks up from that point. So I believe he has 6 months left on it from that point. So from whenever he enters, 6 months. So if he was doing it this week, he would be able to fight most likely sometime December, based on the numbers or whatever. There are speculations he may be fighting in December or after WrestleMania next. Now, this is the whole crux of the situation. Brock is a good businessman. He wants to make the most amount of money for the least amount of work. We all know this. It's always been his MO.
I kind of have to admire him for it, honestly.
Everyone does. That's why all the boys are jealous. Now, 1 year ago at this point, a little bit of it, right about around now, the UFC was sold for $4.3 billion. When you invest that type of money into a company, you acquire $4.3 billion worth of debt that needs to be paid off. When you are missing star attractions, Ronda Rousey, who hasn't fought since last November, Conor McGregor, who hasn't fought since last year, the two big draws, you need draws. You need big money fights. UFC has had solid fights, but they have not had the big money fight this year, and there's nothing on the horizon. So the debt continues to grow. Thus, hey Paul, can you put us in touch with Brock? Hey Brock, you want to come fight? Solves their debt problem. Cause Conor McGregor is getting paid a boatload of money to go box. Will we ever see Conor fight again? They're going to have to find a way to write some zeros, because it's going to take him a lot of zeros to get him into a UFC cage when he's making the most amount of money ever to go box Floyd Money Mayweather. Those are the specifics.
And Ronda is likely not to come back.
Ronda is done. She's still under UFC contract, and when we have a week where we can dive deep into something, I want to dive deep into something, if we ever get that week with her. But we'll get the week at some point. Anyway.
December. We'll get that week, like, December.
No, we'll get it, like, in 2 weeks. We'll actually have to do something, so we might talk about it. Anyway, teaser for something coming down the road. Point being, Brock is smart. This is going to get interesting. SummerSlam is going to be key.
Yeah, there are a lot of, again, there are a lot of rumors with this. There's speculation. There is not a lot of confirmed. But what we do know is it looks like the SummerSlam main event might be changed from a Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar to, or I should say, a singles match to a four-way. Which means that if Brock is getting serious about going back to UFC and training again, they need to take the title off of him because he's going to go into camp and he's not going to be able to appear. So it's, all right, we need the title on someone that can be here, thus the four-way.
So that's going to be an interesting situation to follow.
Yes.
Now, before we go to break, got to mention this from Twitter. Ashley on Twitter tweeted, Nikki Bella has announced that she has found her wedding dress.
Yay! I can't wait to see it.
And they have set a date.
Oh, have they finally set the date?
They haven't announced it, but she said they have set the date.
Oh, they haven't announced it yet. Okay, yeah. I had heard that they'd set the date, and the rumor going around is that supposedly they're going to do the wedding at WrestleMania next year, to which I go, no. Not only no, but hell no. Please do not get married at WrestleMania.
August 8th, 2018. The Showcase of the Immortals. The biggest wedding in the history of wrestling weddings. Where Dolph Ziggler runs down and proposes to Nikki Bella one last time. Eats a five-knuckle shuffle and an FU, or an AA at that point, and we never see Dolph Ziggler again.
If only.
Only then to be interrupted by Kane, and Kane and Nikki Bella go off to be their,
No. Kane's the minister.
Kane is the minister.
Because he'll be mayor at that point, so he can be an officiant.
No, see, here's the thing. Mark Calloway needs a new job. He can spend his time getting, you know, what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Ordained,
thank you. As a minister to perform the wedding.
Actually, isn't Shawn Michaels ordained?
I think Sting, maybe. No, Million Dollar Man I know for sure is.
Oh yeah, Ted DiBiase is for sure.
But here's the thing, you get the Undertaker, let the Undertaker officiate the wedding.
No, he wouldn't go for that.
No, okay. Mark Calloway would.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway, and I'm here to officiate this wedding.
Hey,
ding!
You know who they get to do it? Big E.
Yes! 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 I'm on board for this.
And again.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway.
Big E to officiate the Nikki Cena wedding.
Boobs popping everywhere.
Boobs popping everywhere. Nikki will be jealous. We're horrible, terrible people, y'all. We're just horrible, terrible people. And on that note, we are going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all things SmackDown and all things Battleground. Because, yes, it's this Sunday. You don't want to miss it? So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
What is the greatest N64 video game of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
from the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run. I was born for this.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Also, if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, and WildTalkRadio.com. See, screwed up the plug! Everybody take a shot! You're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, well, if you get a quick second, because I forgot about them earlier, sorry! Go over to FightBooth.com and check it out. They've got some awesome stuff over there. And well, we're back. You missed the news, but we're here to talk all things SmackDown and Battleground. So now it's the SmackDown Throwdown. Run.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
I got it right!
Yeah, you did.
Kind of.
You did. You said SmackDown Throwdown. You're right.
I actually got our segment right, y'all. I'm so proud of myself.
You're good on that one.
I'm a horrible host. I really, 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 really am. So this show was a show. Right. It happened.
Okay, there's a couple things. We only need to talk about a couple things because we got to get into the pay-per-view. The Fashion X Files. Go.
Oh my god, this is everything I wanted and more. And you know what they're doing next? They're doing chips next.
Nice.
They're going to do chips at the pay-per-view. They were putting out, like, little sneak peeks on their Instagrams earlier today, and I was just like, oh my god. But yes, we got Tyler Breeze as Scully. That's the chick, right? We got Tyler Breeze in drag, and we got Fandango as, I think, Mulder. I never really watched X-Files,
neither
but this
did
was
I.
Amazing.
This was cool.
This was, like, everything you could ever want and more. They did all, they hit all the high notes. You had the light, you know, you had Ghost with Aiden English warming up in the corner. And, well, it was a sad end for Fandango's mighty steed, because a delivery man showed up and delivered them a package, and what was inside? A stuffed pony head, a la The Godfather. It's pretty gruesome. I mean, honestly, this is a kid show, y'all. Really, really, you're gonna give kids nightmares. And there was a note inside that said, Battleground.
Which means the Fashion Police will be in action at Battleground. Their opponents? To be determined.
It ain't American Alpha. We know that.
It's not American Alpha.
It's not New Day.
It is not New Day.
That we know of.
New Day has a match already.
It's not the Usos.
They have a match already.
It's not Vaudevillains.
Aiden has a match already.
It's not the Ascension.
We've seen it already.
So we're out of tag teams for SmackDown unless...
We get the reunion of a team that broke up last year, and they put them back together this year. That is right, everybody. Blake and Murphy. Actually, credit Alex Cage on Twitter. He sent me that. I was like, Blake and Murphy could be a team.
They could bring them up from NXT. That is a thought. They are one team that could come up. Pretty much everybody else is busy in NXT right now, so I doubt they would be doing any call-ups. But there's another one that, well, these two guys seem to be lost and drifting ever since their father left them.
So we're reuniting the Four Horsemen.
No. And, well, Evolution, they seem to do better together.
Evolution?
No.
Mercury and Nitro?
Dude, they're not... One isn't even signed.
Well, both of them aren't actually signed. Mercury doesn't work for the company anymore. Miz and Morrison, there you go.
Wait, when did Joey Mercury leave?
About a year ago.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we talked about it on the show, I just don't remember.
I don't think we ever did. I think it was under the radar. Trying to think of anything else. We're going to get Legion of Doom 3000.
No.
Crime Time?
No.
No, they're booked. They're in San Diego at our buddy Mike Kingston's booth this weekend. Go check it out at Comic-Con. He's at booth 1901.
Yes, tell him the Rock sent you.
There you go. Shameless plug out of the way. He has Ric Flair up till Saturday, so go check it out. So,
and they're partying together.
Yes, they are.
Be kind to your liver, Mike. Be kind.
Anyway, I dropped the hint last week who it was. I actually said it last week, so who is it?
Could we have a Harper and Rowan reunion on SmackDown?
I mean, makes sense.
Neither one of them can get on TV since the family effectively broke up and Bray went to Raw. Eric introduced a new character. He got it over for like a minute and then they pulled him off TV. Poor Luke can't even get on TV. I mean, these guys, this is now their second singles run that really hasn't gone anywhere. It makes sense with the loss of American Alpha to replace them with another tag team. And unless you are going to bring somebody up from NXT or you're going to reunite someone from NXT, you kind of don't have a choice with these two. They're not working as singles.
No, they're not. Witt and Trevor goes, I reckon Luke would totes explain why they thought cutting the horse head off was appropriate.
It was Eric.
He could make a mask out of the rest of the carcass.
Well, it was a stick.
They believe it's a real horse, Lindsay.
Just because they believe it's a real horse doesn't mean it is a real horse.
They could have taken the stuffing out of the head.
So you're telling me that Eric Rowan's going to walk around with a horse's ass on his face?
I said rest of the carcass. I never said his ass.
That's pretty much all there is to a horse. It's head, legs, and ass.
There's a body.
That's not definable. If he's not going to wear the face, then what is he going to do with it?
We had Billy Gunn, the ass man. Eric Rowan, the ass head. Bow, bow.
No.
He is an ass head.
How about no?
You brought it up.
You're the one that said he was going to make a mask out of the rest of the carcass.
What else does Eric Rowan do with people's bodies?
Drags them around in a mail sack?
And then make masks about them.
No, the masks are his personalities. Get it right.
Made out of human beings.
Made out of human beings. Anyway.
Sorry, I did get it right.
Anyway, moving on. We're not going to go down that road because, you know, tangents. They could reunite the Wyatts. That's personally our speculation because, again, like I said, Luke and Eric aren't doing anything in singles. They cannot get on television. And Luke has expressed an interest in working with Eric again because, you know, there are a lot of things they didn't get to do because of injuries and storylines and everything else. And now that they're sort of free of Bray, they can do what they want and they can take the characters where they want to. The only thing is you'd have to turn Luke Harper heel, which really isn't a problem because he's been on TV so little that nobody was really sure what he was before he came on TV. He was just going against Randy and Bray. So that sort of made him a face. So you could easily sync him up with Eric and make him a heel. That's not a problem. Or you could turn Eric babyface. But I'm kind of crossing my fingers and hoping beyond hope that it is in fact Luke and Eric. Because my children need to get on TV, damn it. They won't win, but they need to get on TV. I miss their faces.
Let's dig into the pay-per-view, shall we?
Okay.
I was waiting for a response of some sort. Anything else you want to talk about there?
I feel like a horrible wrestling fan because I've honestly forgot about this pay-per-view about 3 times this week alone. Like, I feel horrible. I turn on SmackDown Tuesday and they open up with the Punjabi prison match. I was like, oh yeah, right, that's Sunday, isn't it? Right. And then I forgot about it during SmackDown while the show was airing. It was fantastic.
And in case you missed it on SmackDown Live, because they really didn't build on SmackDown Live, Ty Dillinger and Aiden English on the pre-show. It's a rematch from last month's pay-per-view pre-show. Who you got?
Ty.
Yeah, Ty Dillinger. 8-Ball and Video Game are great. Like, really, Aiden English is going to win this one? Okay. Maybe. He has that win over Randy Orton.
He does. He does.
On SmackDown Live, we had the in-ring debut of Mike Kanellis when he took on Sami Zayn and got the win. Now we go for match number 2 on the pay-per-view. By the way, I like his jacket. Mike Kanellis' jacket.
It kind of reminds me of Rick Rude a little bit.
A little bit of Rick Rude, yeah. Had the old Shawn Michaels Rick Rude feel to it, yeah. I like his look. Should be a good match. They had a decent match on SmackDown. Makes no sense for Mike Kanellis to lose to Sami Zayn at this point, since he's just coming in.
Well, but he got the one on SmackDown. You need to kind of continue the feud.
I think the power of love overcomes all. I really dig Mike and Maria. I like them as a duo.
They haven't won me over yet. I like them together. I think they're cute together, but they haven't won me over with the gimmick yet. Like, I'm still not getting the gimmick.
Not sold on the gimmick, but I dig them as a duo.
Like, them together, yeah. I like them together. I just don't necessarily like what they're doing. Because to me, it's just like, oh, would you stop?
It's the power of love.
It's disgusting.
Sammy Wow Wow?
I mean, I think I want Sammy to win just because I want Sammy to win something. Like, I feel so horrible that he keeps getting beat up and losing because he's a fantastic performer. And they're just kind of screwing him over at this point.
Wasn't it 1 year ago he got the biggest win over his career over Kevin Owens?
And they have done nothing with him since except have him feud with Kevin Owens.
And now he's Sammy Wow Wow.
And now he's Sammy Wow Wow. So
I'm going Kanellis.
Yeah, I'm just gonna end up agreeing with that, because while I want Sammy to win, I don't think he's actually gonna win.
The 8-ball in video game, go Sami Zayn. Next on my list is the flag match: John Cena versus Rusev. Both men returning, Cena from his layoff, Rusev from injury. You have an easy way out for John Cena to lose, since it's a flag match. No one has to be pinned. All you have to do is capture the flag. Unlike the pole match, where the whole idea is to grab a weapon and actually use it, I like flag matches, because the point is to climb and get the thing to win a match.
And here's the interesting part of this match. It's going to be Rusev on his own. Lana will not be with him, which is unusual. We haven't really seen Rusev on his own a lot.
No.
It's happened, but it's been very, very rare. So this is the first time we will see the Rusev character without Lana, without her there to help him.
Or even a samurai.
Or even a samurai, or even a valet in general. There's going to be no one there. He's going to be there on his own. So I know John Cena's just coming back, but John Cena does not need the win. Rusev needs the win, simply because Rusev will be there more than John Cena will. And you can easily get Cena back his win on SmackDown. I say it's going to be Rusev.
I'm going John Cena. Standing up for America. I dig Rusev as a person, as a character. I dig him, and I think he's growing as a character. His no-nonsense attitude is amazing. I'm going John Cena for America reasons. Standing up for our country, damn it. 8-ball and video game agree with me on that one. Up next, tag titles, the Usos versus the New Day. This feud peaked at the rap battle.
It makes me so sad that they cut the best line out of the rap battle. Actually, the best two lines out of the rap battle. It makes me so sad. But yeah, it did peak with the rap battle. New Day. It's gotta be New Day. They can't push this to SummerSlam. Can they? Okay, well, apparently they can't, because he's not answering which means I'm right, because I can't talk. So, I'm saying my boys, because I gotta go, Team Fluffy, New Day, they're gonna capture the belts, and they're gonna win over the Usos. And then, I don't know what happens from there. But, New Day for tag champs. Am I still talking? I am still talking. So, chat room, because we're on a delay and I'm still stalling and he's not.
I'm here, I'm back now.
Oh, thank God. Anyway, chat room, what do you think?
You would have to be in the chat room to see the chat room. I'm not.
No, I'm in there.
What was the last thing said in chat room?
That wedding would be hype with Big E officiating.
Hey, is the last thing. It broke for you. You gotta go refresh your chat.
Oh, God damn it.
Anyway, I'm going New Day. It's time. New Day wins here. They get the belt. You do the rematch at SummerSlam.
There you go.
And again, they peaked at the rap battle.
So what's next? As I log back into the chat room and continue to stall because I believe he's sneezing his head off because it's summer. We all know what that means. It means allergies.
It does.
Wonderful, god-awful allergies.
It does. And that's exactly why I sneezed. And I was like, son of a gun. Because, you know, running around and everything. Anyway, Shinsuke Nakamura, Baron Corbin, who you got? And why?
Oh, this is hard. Well, let's see. Baron is the Money in the Bank holder, which means he automatically loses everything. So I'm going to go with Shinsuke Nakamura. Just because you don't have Shinsuke wrestle enough to really justify him losing on pay-per-view. So I feel like he needs to win on pay-per-view if you're not going to have him wrestle on SmackDown. And plus, Shinsuke is Shinsuke. He's adorable.
By the way, Usos for the video game. And the, I say for C1 April and video game as well. I'm going with Shinsuke. I know it hurts my team, but I gotta go with Shinsuke. It's, again, Baron has the case. The case is the equalizer on everything. And, yeah. Video game has Shinsuke. April has Baron Corbin. Again, it's, okay. So, we usually do these long, drawn-out previews and predictions and everything, as you can tell, there's not a lot of excitement on this show. The wrestling will be good, but this, like, the excitement value on this show is like, there's nothing catching you. You know, grabbing you and all that fun stuff. Anyway, point of view on that one. Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match. Charlotte, Becky, Natalya, Tamina, and Lana. Who you got and why?
This is for the number one contendership for Naomi's title.
Correct. They will be fighting at SummerSlam.
If it's SummerSlam, Charlotte.
Yeah. And they set it up on SmackDown with her losing to Becky because WWE likes having someone lose. And then they get the win on Sunday. Same with, like, on the Usos thing. The Usos beat New Day on the go-home, which means New Day should win. Yeah, I'm going with Charlotte. It helps my team. Like, the dark horse is Lana, but I can't see them going for Lana. I can't see them doing Lana and Naomi a third time, a fourth, fifth, seventh time at SummerSlam.
You killed Lana by giving her two rematches and having her lose in like 30 seconds both times. I mean, that was beyond ridiculous.
Go ahead.
They've been sort of delaying Naomi and Charlotte ever since Charlotte came over. I mean, as much as I would love to see some of the other girls, including Tamina, get a shot, they did Natty. I don't think Natty would do much to move the radar. Tamina, again, as much as I love Tamina, she wouldn't do much to move the radar. Becky and Naomi would be good, but you have two baby faces going against each other. Charlotte's kind of like that baby face you don't trust, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a bold prediction for this matchup.
Carmella cashes in?
No. Well, Naomi's not in the match.
Oh, wait. That's right.
Lana pins Becky.
With the help of Tamina?
Saying Lana pins Becky. I'm not saying Tamina's involved. I'm saying Lana pins Becky. Bold prediction.
Charlotte.
Charlotte's winning. Video game goes Becky. 8-ball goes Lana. U.S. titles on the line. The phenomenal AJ Styles, who won at a house show, defends against Kevin Owens.
This is going to be good. This will be
match of the night.
Match of the night, easily. With the closest contestant being the 5-way, if the girls get time. You know, honestly, I'm kind of okay with AJ holding on to the title for a little while.
So, you know, two matches back, we picked Shinsuke to win.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke pointed out on SmackDown. Belt? Me want. Shinsuke AJ at SummerSlam?
I'm okay with this. I'm 100% fine with this. I mean, Kevin had a really good run as U.S. champion, and he's a phenomenal U.S. champion, but I feel like you need to move him on to bigger and better things, and you have to really rebuild the main event card. If nothing else, for gender's sake, because it's like once gender gets done with Orton, you don't have anybody that can challenge him. Like, we sat here, when was it, last night or was it two nights ago?
Many nights.
And we've been sitting here racking our brains trying to figure out, well, okay, if gender wins on Sunday, then who challenges him for the U.S. title? And we'll get, or not the U.S. title, the WWE championship at SummerSlam. And we'll get into our theories when we talk about that match. But it's like, we were sitting here racking our brains and it's like, oh my God, there's nobody. There's literally nobody. If you actually look at the SmackDown main event scene, it's like you have AJ and Kevin feuding for the U.S. title. Shinsuke Nakamura is there, but he's not ready to really go. I mean, well, Shinsuke, he could go at any point, but
no one wants to see Shinsuke gender.
Nobody wants to see Shinsuke gender. Baron Corbin has got the case. He's really your only viable option. They've destroyed Sami Zayn. Am I leaving anybody else out?
John Cena.
You could always do gender versus John Cena, USA versus India. But again, it's like you could have gender beat John Cena, which would legitimize him as a champion. That's a definite possibility.
But if you're going to put Cena towards a belt, you put him at WrestleMania season, not now.
Yep. And it's like with AJ holding the U.S. title, he's kind of out of the contention for the championship title, because on a split show like this, where the titles are very localized, you can't have one person having both main titles.
And here's the thing. We need a babyface champion we can get behind. We need a babyface champion on the men's side that basically we can get behind. Because let's face it, Jinder Mahal's a heel. Kevin Owens for a long time as champion was a heel. Brock Lesnar is a tweener heel. Not there all the time. Can't really get behind him. And the Miz is Intercontinental Champion. All four top four guys were heels for a long time. So you need someone who you can rally behind. You need a face of a brand. The face that runs a place. AJ Styles should be that guy. And even if he's the U.S. champion, he's got to be the guy. To be the guy you can rally behind. Because let's face it, Jinder Mahal versus Rusev for the WWE title at a SummerSlam as a main event is going to die so, so hard. Jinder Mahal versus Baron Corbin as a main event at a SummerSlam will die so, so hard. So, just pointing these facts out. So maybe Kevin can get something out of Jinder. I don't know. We'll get to that in a second, even though we're sort of getting into it now. Oh, by the way, I forgot. Becky for video game and 8-ball for Lana. I don't remember if I mentioned it or not. Video game and 8-ball have AJ here. Kevin is great.
I feel like AJ retains, and then they do something, and he either loses it on a SmackDown, he loses it at a house show.
He can lose it at SummerSlam to Shinsuke. It doesn't matter. AJ's got to be the champ right now. Kevin Owens doesn't need it right now. Like, Kevin is in a weird position. Like, as U.S. champion, he did okay, but he never, like, the booking of him as U.S. champion has been weird. He won it at WrestleMania. Then he lost it because everyone was predicting him to win at Backlash? Yeah, Backlash. I'm thinking in my head, yeah, it's Backlash.
I think it was Backlash.
And they had Jericho win it instead. So, or was it Extreme? It might have been Extreme Rules. That wasn't Extreme Rules.
Anyway, whatever the pay-per-view was after WrestleMania for SmackDown.
No, because he lost at the Raw pay-per-view. Whatever the Raw pay-per-view was.
That's right, it was when they did the flip, because it was like Kevin Owens lost it, and then in order to stay on SmackDown, he had to win the title back, because SmackDown drafted the title and not the person.
But no, Kevin was drafted, but the belt was still up in the air, and Jericho won the belt, so Jericho moved to SmackDown. I don't remember the name of the pay-per-view, so many pay-per-views. It was with the House of Horrors pay-per-view, whatever the hell that was. That wasn't Backlash.
That was Payback.
Payback, there you go. Payback was the name of the pay-per-view. Anyway, so his title reign has been up and down, and so he had it for a month, lost it for a couple days, won it back, and then held it for another couple months, and he didn't really get a successful title victory, because the one again, AJ, was a fluke, and then he had money in the bank, so his title reign has been off and on, so it's like, I don't know. Long story short, AJ Styles.
Yeah, I'm going with AJ retains. I feel like Kevin Owens just needs a break. Because as awesome as Kevin Owens is, it's just they kind of need to do with Kevin what they did with AJ. And that's sort of take their foot off the pedal a little bit. Let Kevin sort of fade out a little bit.
It's not even fade out. It's give him a different direction.
Yeah, give him a new direction. Give him a break. And let him do something different for a while. Because, like, I just feel like, you know, he's kind of run his course as U.S. champion, even though he really didn't get an opportunity to be U.S. champion. But it's like, take him in a new direction. But keep the Tron. For the love of God, keep the Tron.
Main event. Go ahead.
Because him walking out over his face is hilarious.
Yes, it is. Main event, in which will be the greatest Punjabi prison match of all the times. Because, let's face it, the first two sucked.
Taker's at home having flashbacks.
Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton for the WWE title.
Why did they bring this match back? Why? I asked this when they announced it. I'm asking this now. Why, for the love of God and everything holy and not, did they feel the need to bring this match back? Nobody that I've spoken to is excited for this match.
Wait, no. Nobody. You didn't see all those tweets coming across the bottom of the screen that one day?
All right. Children, I want you to listen to me. You have the WWE Network. Turn on your network. Look for the Punjabi prison match. It has a search feature. If nothing else, you can Google it. It will tell you what pay-per-views it was on. Go watch one. There were only two. Go watch one of them, and you will understand why all of us old people are dreading this match. It's terrible. It's awful. And I never say that about things in wrestling, but I loathe this match. You can't see anything through that cage. Nothing. They had it at SmackDown on Tuesday, and they were shooting it, right? And they've got the wide cameras on it. You can't see the ring. Like, you could literally hear the entire production crew cursing a blue streak at this thing. Because you can't shoot through it. The camera guys have to be in between the two cages, which means if stuff goes down, there's nowhere for them to go.
Well, that's not unusual with the Hell in a Cell.
That's not unusual with the Hell in the Cell, but it's like this, it somehow feels worse because you're trapped in between two cages. It's like, I don't know. It just, to me, it's like, I hate this match. I hate this match. So much. Because it's ass backwards. He's standing there and he's like, there are no rules. There are absolutely no rules. Here's 10 rules.
Right, 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 right. They did that. Yeah. There's no rules. But there are these rules. You only have a certain amount of time when you ask for a cage door to be open. And you have to climb over this cage. And then you have to climb onto this pole and then swing from this ladder and then dive off of this thing. Because dive. Please, Randy, win this belt.
See, I don't think Orton's going to win the belt.
No, I don't think so either.
I think Jinder's going to win this match. But now that poses the problem. No. You have a month to build somebody for Jinder Mahal to face at SummerSlam.
Here's what you do. Put the belt on Randy, have Randy and Kevin main event for the WWE title. And I don't care where Jinder goes. Jinder can go back to India. I don't care. He's boring. He's never grown. And what the hell is with his voice?
Or...
She's not even touching the voice comment that she brought up. Anyway.
He sounded sick on Tuesday. He needed a lozenge.
Hey, he's been sounding that way since he won the WWE Championship.
He needs a lozenge.
He's
happy?
He's been doing many things to get that type of voice. Anyway, next.
Yes, he has. Anyway, moving on from that. Or the scenario of Randy Orton loses, goes on his not-so-merry way. He could beat up Jinder Mahal because that's what faces in WWE do now is they beat people up.
Murder.
Or not, depending on how you view it. But anyway, Jinder is left exhausted and spent in the ring, or just exhausted and spent after the Punjabi prison match. They raise it. Jinder's prosing in the ring. He's excited. All of a sudden, Baron Corbin's music hits. He comes out. They lower the cage. It's Corbin and Jinder alone in the middle of the cage. Corbin cashes in Money in the Bank and becomes WWE champion. And your match for SummerSlam for SmackDown is Jinder versus Baron in a rematch.
No, burn it with fire.
Because you literally have nobody else, as we just mentioned, on this show that's ready to go.
I just
you have
gave
a month to build somebody, which means, and if it's Jinder, you have to build a babyface.
I gave you
all this, your babyfaces are busy.
I gave you a scenario. Randy wins and then he fights Kevin Owens for the title. It eliminates the problem.
You have a month to build Kevin Owens to the title.
Kevin can cut one promo and be in that position.
Are we sure? Really sure about that?
137,000% sure. Why? Because nothing could be worse than Jinder Mahal main eventing at SummerSlam.
I'm afraid I've got some really bad news on that.
Do you?
There's, like, no intention on them to take that title off of him anytime soon. Like, anytime soon.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news!
We're just sound effect rich tonight. Bumpers and cut-ins and everything else. I don't know the actual technical terms, but man, we are rich with these things. We have an email from the anonymous general manager.
And I quote, he says this.
That is correct.
He's Olmec?
He is Olmec, yes.
Anyway, I get that. Kevin could be in that position, but I don't think they're ready to push Kevin at that title. And honestly, I don't think Kevin versus Randy would be that good either. It all depends on which Randy Orton we get. If we get the Randy Orton that shows up and is willing to work, it could actually be a good match. If we get the Randy Orton that can't be bothered, we're screwed.
Going with Randy Orton. Selfish. Going with Randy Orton.
I say Jinder Mahal with the Corbin cash-in.
I'll take that because I'll give me points too. Anyway.
That's Battleground!
Hold on. Video game and Apol pick Jinder. Now that's Battleground. So, by the way, wait. Message me your picks on Tumblr. That way I can send them to the intern.
Yes, if you want to submit pics, you can tweet them to us at Wild Talk Radio, Rack Radio Show. You can Facebook them to us. You can email them to us, media@wildtalkradio.com. Or, you know, you can Tumblr them to us. If you know our Tumblrs, we're not going to give those out on air, but you know the easiest way is to tweet them to us.
That is exactly correct, and we're not going to take a break. Might as well just get into Tweet of the Week.
Works for me.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
This week's Tweet of the Week brought to you by Kurt Angle and WWE. Thank you so much for Monday night.
Even though it's a horrible, horrible angle. Anyway.
It's an awful angle, but it made for great tweets. EC3. Taking back my eat shit pinstripe suit. Sigh.
Because if you didn't see Conor McGregor's, it has FU all up and down the sleeves.
it's the pinstripe on the suit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of special.
Yeah.
Leadfoot tweeted EC3 and said, EC3, your YOUR, nothing but a big pussy. I hope someone eats your YUO or YUR. But I can't talk. See, his tweet is so stupid I can't even read it right. YOUR, wrestling days for good. You fucking suck, you pussy ass bitch. To which EC3 replies, you're as in you are. Impact on Pop. Leadfoot, anyone else that is naked and very, very horny? EC3 replies, bro. Kurt Angle, the announcement I make in 10 hours on Monday Night Raw will change my life and career forever. Be sure to tune in tonight. Raw GM WWE. To which EC3 replies, am I your nephew? I'm not gonna lie, I kinda want it.
I mean, but they didn't want to do that story. They left Dixie out of it.
They did, thank God. We're all dreading that. Kevin Owens, if true, I applaud WWE's initiative to cancel Talking Smack and to no longer give Renee Young and Daniel Bryan's nonsense a platform. James Ellsworth replied, I agree with Fight Owens' fight. Talking Smack would have been better if him and I hosted it and it would still be on the network. The Owlensworth Show.
Owlswellsworth Show.
I don't even know. That's terrible. Renee Young replied, wow, I'm so glad AJ Styles beat you for the US title. Burn on you. And then she goes, shut up, Ellsworth. And Kevin goes, I'm so glad we don't have to hear your anti-KO rhetoric anymore. Look at the bright side. Now you and AJ have more time to share hair tips. And Kevin responds, yeah, shut up, Ellsworth, to her comment. And Renee goes, okay. Let us know if you want help with your lid. We work wonders. Bless them. Bless them so much. Sheamus, learn about the lengthy rugby career of Cesaro and how he likes his female fans to call him daddy at Talk is Jericho. My, we're getting kinky up in this business. William Regal, glad I'm not important enough to blackmail about secret children as I've sired more illegitimate offspring than an Aberdeen Angus. My favorite thing about this entire tweet is everyone's immediate response was to send him pictures of Pete Dunne. Everybody. That's all where our brains went. I now want this to be a thing. Can, you know, the spies at WWE who listen to this show please make that a thing? I would very much appreciate it. Thank you. As with the rest of the wrestling universe. Chad Gable tweeted out, what? In response to Jason Jordan's shocking announcement on Monday night, and Dana Bryan said, don't worry, son, you'll find out who your real father is next week on SmackDown Live. Oh, wait, did I give it away by calling you son?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. And finally, Scott Dawson, where he tweets a picture of himself next to Arn Anderson and goes, I need to talk to my mother.
Good.
I'm
Renee Young. I've decided I'm just going to play music out loud today in my back pocket and provide myself a life soundtrack. Sorry, everyone else. Renee Young. Really disappointed about Talking Smack. We try to make that show great. Guess I'll go back to welcoming my guest at this time.
Shots fired.
We talked about Miz, his awesome tweet. She replied, thanks, Mike the Miz. You made the magic first. Time. Airbnb host fined $5,000 for canceling on guests with text saying one word says it all. Agent Richard Roper replied, one word says it all. Asshole.
Yep. 100% agree with that.
WWE, will be seeing Chris Cyborg at SummerSlam? Becky Lynch would certainly have no problem with that. Becky Lynch, I'll take back my title, then I'll take her arm. Dash, got a used passport and old backpack for sale, asking $4,000. Or best offer, forever the revival. Dawson, bidding starts now. Picture of the backpack and the passport. Young Bucks, this better be one of those harmless ribs. Go to Instagram, search WWE. You'll see video of it.
I love that they put it over. It's awesome.
Zoo with Rory. Cowboys, multiple arrests. Giants, posing on boats. Redskins, pricing away Cousins, no GM. Eagles, practicing hard with kind. Young Christian QB. Almost football season, everybody.
I was gonna say, there it is. There's the football tweet.
Kazim tweeted, we're not even changing the ropes anymore. Kyle Lewis, keep his five star, goes, Pyro, Talking Smack, Purple Ropes. These are all the new WWE releases. Hashtag Raw. Dennis Farrell, I can't wait for next week when we find out Chad Gable is Marty Jannetty's son because Gable is on the same career path right now. Kevin Owens, just landed in Birmingham and saw these ridiculous claims. How laughable. There's some incredibly pathetic people out there. Get a life. He continues, if you think that's actually me, you're as dumb as the morons who started the stupidity. Although I have to admit that now I'm considering getting a nipple piercing. My wife said no nipple piercing. Sad face.
Yep.
Let's see. There's Young Bucks. Well, now I regret this new nipple piercing I just got. Kevin Owens, you were supposed to wait until we could get it at the same time. Someone tweeted AJ Styles, are Nick Young, Matt Jackson your secret children? AJ replied, yeah, why not? Had Matt Jackson when I was 8 and my sweet little Nick Jackson, 5 years later, hashtag proud dad. Nick Jackson replied, miss you, dada. Kathy Kelly, I've spent at least 5% of my life on tangling headphones. I think everyone has. Bubba Dudley, breaking news, Jason Jordan is the son of Kurt Angle, and Tommy Dreamer was conceived in the back of a 77 Trans Am.
Oh my god.
Because Bubba will take shots whenever he can. Dash, undefeated against New Day, undefeated against Hardys, when do we get a title shot at Kurt Angle? Jason Jordan, can you ask your daddy? Jordan replied, I would ask, but we're a little busy catching up, and it's a Photoshop picture of them on a roller coaster. And Kurt Angle replied, it's damn true. Jesse Gabbert, the alpha female to Bailey, goes, yo, Bailey, do you need a bodyguard? Just a friend, she replied. Sasha replied, hello, I'm right behind my keyboard. The Usos are going to be shocked when we reveal that their daddy is actually former WWE superstar, the real Rikishi. So what?
Didn't know he did it for The Rock. He did it for the people.
Daniel Bryan, don't worry, folks. Next week on after SmackDown Live, Renee Young and I will host a pirate version of Talking Smack on TAL. Hashtag fake news. Renee Young. Daniel Bryan is keeping the lights on at TAL, and damn it, we'll make up a show next week. Hashtag Talking Smack.
I kind of want them to actually do it.
Does TAL even... Yeah, and by the way, thanks, Whit, for the Kevin Owens heads up. I kind of want to know if TAL's still a thing. They could do an Instagram story on it. Young Bucks. Nick Jackson. Only Shane McMahon could take a bump from a helicopter and somehow be unharmed. Rusev, don't respond to my video messages. You land in the ocean. At Shane McMahon. At Karma. Hashtag Karma.
Rusev. There is no need to be that extra.
And they still haven't taken it down. Just saying. Headlock Comic, aka Michael Kingston, former guest of the show. Really cool to see Miss Charlotte over at a booth at San Diego Comic Con. Some dude named Joseph replied, You are so beautiful. He replied, thanks, pal. I moisturize. Tweet of the week.
All right, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Ember Moon, Ruby Riott, go.
Oh my god, this was so good. I want more of this. Really, really, really want more of this. Because it was epic and amazing, and I love it. Because women's wrestling, y'all. Women's freaking wrestling.
The best matchup Ember Moon has had in a while. Ruby Riott stepped up her game. There were a couple spots where they're just waiting for to do a couple spots early, but that's just nitpicking. I thought the match was very enjoyable, a lot of fun. Ember Moon picked up the win. Good stuff had by all.
Good stuff had by all. I think Ember's like finding her stride again because she did get interrupted by the injury, so she's... Oh my god, what is this? French Country Night on HGTV? Okay. Sorry, y'all. You may hear me yell at the television again. You may not. Anyway, I feel like Ember is really finding her stride after being sidelined with the injury. And now she's sort of getting back in. I like that you have people challenging this whole, you know, oh, well, you know, I want a title shot. Okay, but you had it and you lost. And yeah, you did have an opportunity at TakeOver in Chicago. But hey, guess what? You got hurt. So you go to the back of the line like everybody else. And you let other people have a shot at Asuka. Although, I really honestly kind of think nobody's... I really honestly, if you want me to be completely frank, I think Asuka's challenger is in the Mae Young Classic right now. And that's Kairi Sane. I really want Kairi Sane to just like roll up to Asuka and be like, hey bitch, I'm here for your title, smack. I want that so bad. And then for her to actually take Asuka's title. Because, you know, Kairi Sane is adorable. And deadly.
Oni Lorcan and... Oh, what is his name?
Danny Burch,
thank you. I knew it was Bart, because I couldn't think of the first name. They got physical. They beat the hell out of each other in the last few minutes. There was a really unsafe powerbomb. Like, he was going for a powerbomb, and he sort of slipped, but he was able to hit it in general, but it was a little sloppy. They got busted open, or one of them did. It was bloody match, physical, and yeah, Lorcan got the win. After the match, Bart wants one more go-around.
If this match was... pretty much the ending, I would be okay with this match, but it took them a while to get warmed up.
Took me a while to get into it, but once they started beating the crap out of each other, I was like, alright. Because one of those matches is you're watching it, but you look at it, you know, Twitter or whatever, and you're just sort of half watching it. And then it got me invested by the end. I enjoyed it.
It was okay. I didn't enjoy it as much as he did.
No, she didn't. Get to the main event here in a second. There was... No Way Jose beat, Cesar Bonani. After the match, Andrade San Almas came out with his new sister in the storyline, Tia Trinidad, which she has a new name, but they haven't announced it yet. They were arguing, and they were going to go after Cesar. No Way Jose stared around me at the save.
Yeah, straighten him out. Get him back on track. This whole party boy thing is just, this is not good for his soul. Save him, please. Thank you.
And then the main event, Killian Dane versus Drew McIntyre.
This was good.
The best part about this match was the ending, where Drew would hit the Future Shock. He kicked out at one. Then he hit his running knee. Gets up to his knees and then says, come on, one more time. And he hits him one more time and then knocks him out and gets the win. I thought they had a good match. Killian Dane is an interesting talent. Somewhere Vince goes, I kind of like him, but I kind of don't.
I think if they could write or find Killian Dane the right character, I think it would be okay. Honestly, what he's doing in Sanity, I don't think is good. I shouldn't say good because that's not correct, but it's not the right fit for him. It works for right now, but I don't feel like it's the right fit for him. But yeah, Killian Dane. I like Killian Dane. I haven't seen enough of him, but I like him. I actually really love Killian Dane and Nikki Cross together. They're kind of adorable. Because I still love that moment where he joins Sanity and she just hugs him. Like this gigantic murderous dude. And she's just like, I love you. But yeah. Interesting talent in Killian Dane. Looking forward to seeing his development. I think if they can get Sanity straightened out in terms of what they're doing with them, that would help tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Sanity's kind of in a holding pattern right now. So, or at least for this episode, because there were exigent circumstances as to why Eric Young wasn't there. And again, our condolences to Eric Young for the loss in his family. So we'll see where they go from here.
But Drew McIntyre's headed to NXT Brooklyn Part 3 to fight Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship.
I will not complain about this in the least at all. Fine with this. 1,000% fine with this. I mean, it's Bobby Roode versus Drew McIntyre. How can you hate that? Seriously.
You really can't.
You can't. But anyway, yeah, wit, same, definitely same. Anyway, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That does it for another edition of Rec. We're here on Wild Talk Radio Network, Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. This week in the Greater Than Great Debate, we're doing 256 television characters. You don't want to miss it. It's the Greater Than Great Debate. And we may even play another edition of Name That Tune with a little bit of a twist this week. So check it out, Saturday night, midnight edition. We're on the road to 500 on September 9th. CBRadioLive.com on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, reviewing Battleground and the Punjabi Prison. Monday Night Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday Night, WTR Sims, twitch.tv/rockradioshow. Go to youtube.com/rockradioshow to see the archives there. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rockradioshow. May have different content coming there in the coming days and weeks ahead, so make sure you subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. YouTube.com/RockRadioShow. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it is called now. Make sure you're subscribed there. Subscribe on Stitcher. Tell your friends to subscribe because it helps us when you subscribe to things and all that fancy stuff. You can follow us on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Rock Radio Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure to subscribe. Leave a comment, positive or negative. Well, just positive. Especially on the iTunes. Rate us on the iTunes. It'd be awesome. It would help us greatly. So, yeah, that's all the stuff. Oh, also, check out the Rack Extra Glow Edition. We recorded it over the weekend. It's available now at rackradioshow.com. Forgot to mention that. There we go.
Content, y'all. Content.
Plenty of it, and a lot more coming.
Yes, a ton more coming. You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD, and my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, fightbooth.com, gerwick.net, and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at instagram.com/mbg1211. I'm going to get up out of here because my mouth does not want to work. So we will see you next week with The Rack live. Till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're out. Bye.
RockRadio.com.